And that's something that I'm more than, you know, happy to bring to the secondary. And I know that the guys are happy to have me, and I'm just happy to be here, you know, and I'm going to bring my best effort every day and just going to get out here and ready to play, ready to compete.
Dante, obviously coaches are looking to see you regurgitate stuff that they're teaching you.
That's a good word.
Yeah, you can use it as much as you like. But so just with your first experience here for today, I mean, with the adjustment from college to pro and being able to adapt and remember what they've been teaching you, how would you grade yourself on that?
I grade myself, you know, pretty high. You know, that just credits to my, you know, my football IQ, you know, sitting in the meetings, you know, listen to what Coach Rock got to say, you know, and just, you know, try to convert it into the field, you know. And I think that's something that I brought from college. You know, that was, you know, one of my strengths, you know, being able to, you know, revert from the film room to the meetings, from the meetings to the field. You know, that was something that I was always good at, you know, probably since my sophomore year. So getting to really do it, you know, at a professional level, you know, where it's really, really critical, I think that's very important for me to make sure I can come out here every day and make sure I can revert what we just learned into practice, you know. So
who do you admire most in the league for having an attitude kind of like you have?
Jalen Ramsey, Josh Norman. You know, just guys who play with that fire, you know, and who talk about it. You know, that's just something, you know, that I feel like every DB should have that type of, you know, attitude. You know, some people call it cocky, some people call it arrogant. You know, I just call it, you know, playing DB. You know, that's just something that comes with it. You know, and that's how I was taught the game. You know, back where I'm from, you know, that's how I was taught the game. You know, you taught the game to go out there and talk about it and be about it at the same time, and that's something that I take a lot of pride in. So Jalen Ramsey, you know, he a dude that I like to watch a lot, because, you know, he talked, you know, he let you know what he about to do, you know, he let you know after he do it, you know. Marcus Peters, another guy who I like to watch out there, you know. It's fun, you know. I feel like, you know, playing secondary, you know, it's funner that way, you know, when you out there, you know, competing and you talk about it, you know, let him know.
You end up that at all?
Did I have to learn it? No, I was born with that, man.
You and DJ coming in together, both rookies, being able to go up against each other, and what does that do for you to have each other there, kind of to raise each other's games?
It does it great, you know. Me and DJ, we've spending a lot of time together, you know, since we got out here, you know, eating lunch together, just sitting by each other in meetings and stuff, just trying to, you know, just trying to get that brotherhood thing started, you know. When we get out here, you know, no brothers. We're not brothers when we get out here. You're just trying to compete against each other, you know. He's trying to catch every pass on me, and I'm trying to, you know, not let him catch passes, you know. And that's kind of, you know, how my relationship was with DJ Chark at LSU, you know. Just getting out there competing against him, but, you know, we get off the field, you know, we can talk about it, we can laugh about it, you know, but we're just going to continue to make each other better, you know. And I think that's going to, you know, help out the team as a whole. And at the end, you know, when two rookies come in here wanting to compete against each other, wanting to make each other better, and I think that's going to help us out in the long run.
He seems quiet. Do you does he talk back to you, or what? How does
it's
that work?
It's hard not to talk back to me, you know, because I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep talking. So it's kind of, yeah, he get used to it, though.
Heard you compare this weather to Louisiana weather.
Oh, yeah.
You feel right at home when it's hot out here like this?
Yeah, this Louisiana weather, like, right here, man. But I'm a Louisiana animal, so I kind of adapt quick. You know, I came in the fence, and I was ready. So, yeah, it's hot, though. It's hot.
Just a couple more questions, guys.
You mentioned Josh. You know, he would go into this, like, these movie characters, like, when he went on the field. Like, he would, like, try and transform himself mentally. Do you do anything like that, or are you just Dante on and off the field the same way?
I don't really do the superhero thing, man. I wake up like this, you know. I just natural edge, you know what I'm saying? Like Beyonce said, you know, she woke up like that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.